Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Saturday. He's armed with a week's worth of talking points and got up early for your listening pleasure. So kick back and enjoy all the immensity, the potency, and the intensity that is the Robin Lundberg Show. Here's the man so charismatic, we named the show after him, Robin Lundberg.
Potency and intensity. You know, as a human being, being described as potent and intense, I don't know. You don't often hear too many people described as potent. So there you go. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Rocket Mortgage is giving away millions during Super Bowl 55 with the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Square Sweepstakes. See rules and enter for free today at RocketMortgageSquares.com. One game away from the Super Bowl. You know, it's officially hype time. Or is it like officially like, wait, the NFL season is going to be over soon time? I can't believe we've gotten through an entire NFL season. I feel like it just started. I really do. It feels like it just started. Anthony, you know, like, how would you describe the whole time warp we're kind of in right now? Like, time does move different in the current state of affairs, does it not?
Yeah, but I feel like ever since I turned 18, time has speeded up.
Since you turned it, it's just like ticking down. It's almost
over.
Tick, 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 tick. Here it goes. I feel like the NFL season just started. I feel like I was sitting in this chair and talking about, wow, the NFL season snuck up on us. Oh, golly. Here it is. Are you ready for it? And now we're two games from the Super Bowl. One game in each conference away from the Super Bowl. And, you know, I joke around on this show a lot about how much time we spend talking about quarterbacks relative to other positions. And sometimes I would wonder, you know, is it too much? You know, should we be analyzing the other aspects of the game more? And look, the number one reason that we talk about quarterbacks more is that they're the most high-profile guys and people care the most about them and all those things. But there, you know, perhaps was a time where you could have argued quarterbacks were overrated in the sense that they were all that was talked about and there was more that went into winning football games than just quarterbacks. And the latter half of that statement is true. There is more to winning games than just the quarterback play. But the first part of that statement is not true. I mean, the way that the game has evolved, you can go back and you can cite some examples. Like, you could cite Trent Dilfer winning a Super Bowl. And it's got to suck for Trent Dilfer to always be that example because it's not like, you know, it's his fault that he was a middle-of-the pack quarterback that won a Super Bowl on a historically great defense. But, you know, he's the first sort of name that comes to mind when you're talking about, like, winning teams that didn't have great quarterback play. I remember when Rex Grossman made it to a Super Bowl as the quarterback of the Chicago Bears. They lost to the Colts in that one. That was Peyton Manning's first Super Bowl. So, yeah, you got Dilfer, you got Grossman. Maybe most recently, the best example would be Jared Goff. I mean, the Rams got there a couple years back, and what an ugly game that was. I mean, that was one of the worst Super Bowls I can actually remember. But so even over the years, it's been relatively few and far between. And I think the way that the game is played now, it's next to impossible for a team to contend without top-level quarterback play, not even like, you know, mediocre or serviceable or game manager play. I'm trying to think of other quarterbacks that you go back to the Jets when they were in the AFC Championship games. Mark Sanchez was their quarterback, right? And that team was a game away from the Super Bowl on two occasions. But nowadays, I mean, I don't know. If you don't have one, you're just not in that mix. You're just really not in that mix. And if you're the NFL and you look at the quarterbacks that are remaining for this weekend, I mean, that's about as good as it can possibly get, the matchups that they have. I mean, you could argue it's the four best guys in the league that are playing this weekend. I mean, that would be leaving out Deshaun Watson, who had a tremendous season, has obviously been in the news. He has a case. The Texans were 4-12. That wasn't his fault, but it's the argument I guess you would use against him, right? That would be leaving out Russell Wilson, who I think most people would put up in that top group, though he has not played well as of late, and he didn't play well in his most recent performance against the Rams. So I guess that would be the argument used against him. Regardless, you know, removing the nitpicking aspect of it, you're looking at four of the top quarterbacks in the entire league, if not the top four quarterbacks in the entire league. And, you know, in the NFC, it's Brady, Rodgers. I'm sure you've heard a lot about those two guys this week and a showdown there. And with Tom Brady, I mean, there's just like, it's hard to even process some of what he's done. You know, after last week, he's got twice as many playoff wins as Joe Montana. I think the craziest thing when they eliminated the Saints, Tom Brady has as many wins against NFC playoff opponents as Drew Brees does. And, you know, obviously he spent the bulk of his career in the AFC. The bulk of it there, he can only play the NFC in the playoffs and the Super Bowl. He's got six of those, and then already two wins in his first year in Tampa with the Bucks. And, you know, with Brady, I think he's already won in a sense, because the one knock, I guess, it's not even a knock, the one critique, it's not even a critique either, the one sort of made up thing to use against him was that he was a system quarterback, or, you know, he had Bill Belichick and he could only do it with the Patriots, and that was so much of his success. And I remember when he first went to Tampa, one of the things I said was, you know, he might fail in Tampa and it wouldn't be because he's a system quarterback or, you know, he was made by Belichick. It could just be because he's old. So the fact that he is the age he is, 43 years old, I can't recall, or it has never happened, more, you know, correctly, it has never happened, a quarterback at that age playing this well. And at the same time, so not only did he, you know, show that he's the best ever at that age, he also proved decisively, I think, this year that he was not a creation of New England. I mean, it's not his best season, but it's maybe his most impressive season overall. So, I don't know what else you could say about Tom Brady if he continues to keep going on and get this done. On the other side of that game is Aaron Rodgers, who, you know, Aaron Rodgers, I actually think could gain a lot by winning another Super Bowl. I mean, there's levels, right? We're talking about like when you're already in a top echelon. when you're already near the top of everybody that's ever played. You know, I think most people would agree that Aaron Rodgers is already a top 10 quarterback. Probably, I believe most would have him as a top 5 quarterback ever. You know, and he has that one Super Bowl. Just one. And look, I don't want to mock guys having just one Super Bowl. It's hard to win a Super Bowl. One is a lot. One is a lot. But given, like, I think over the last several years, and especially a couple years ago, the promos were starting to put Rodgers up against Brady, like trying to elevate Rodgers to that level almost historically, because the argument for Rodgers was that he was the most talented quarterback that people had ever seen. Or quote-unquote the best they had ever seen, even if Brady was the greatest they had ever seen. But after that, I think that was like 2 years ago, that 2 or 3 years ago, that they were like really pumping that up as a thing, Rodgers just didn't play his best. And he had some injuries, and his performance was just not to the same level at the end of the McCarthy tenure there. And it sort of he sort of fell out of that. So he sort of fell out of that, like, all-time debate to more just, like, all-time great. Which is not a far fall, but it does matter. It doesn't matter. I don't know how much it matters to him. I don't know how much any of these guys care about that. But in the overall discourse, he did fall a little bit, I think. And this season has seen him, like, if the Brady, you know, comparison was the top of the mountain. Rodgers had fallen off, but he grabbed onto the side of it. And you know, he still had his fingertips on the side of the edge there. And this year has seen him climb back up and get himself back in that position. Because he's almost assuredly, I think, going to win the MVP. And now he has a chance to add another Super Bowl ring. And with Rodgers, what I think, to be honest with you, I do believe, and I'm not saying it's correct, I do believe if he's able to win and win behind his own performance, and let's say he beats Brady and let's say he beats Mahomes in the Super Bowl, I think that I predict the conversation will shift to people asking if he's actually the greatest quarterback ever, the best quarterback ever, despite the gap. I think Brady's the consensus GOAT. Right now, but I do think that's what some people will start saying. And then in the AFC, you've got the younger guard there. I mean, Josh Allen's already gained a lot this year. He's already had a tremendous season. He's already, you know, gone from, let's say, someone that people were skeptical about. I think that's fair, like, skeptical of whether he was even good or not, to clearly and definitively one of the best quarterbacks in the league. That's the kind of step he's taken this season. Clearly and definitively one of the best QBs in the league. And the level of folk hero lore that he would gain by beating whoever, it doesn't matter who he beats. This week, the Chiefs, obviously, and then whoever it is. And getting a Super Bowl for the Buffalo Bills? Because I mean, you've seen how dedicated that Buffalo fan base is now that they've made a run. And, you know, it's been, I remember the Bills in the Super Bowl when I was a kid, and of course those Super Bowls didn't go well for them. And that's like the last time the Bills were relevant or good. You know, we're going back 25 years. Or more. So for the Bills to be at that point and for him to be the guy, I mean, you're talking like legendary status. Maybe not like, you know, one Super Bowl and where he gets in the place of the game, you know, on the national level, he'd still have some work to do. But from the local level and what he would be in that area, I mean, shoot, I don't know if anybody ever would be bigger, you know, given, you know, how starved they are and what he's accomplished. I mean, I think he's already had, like I said, a transformative season. But the thing is, you're never guaranteed to get back there. Because you could say he's young and all that. You're never guaranteed to get back there. So you can't take that aspect for granted. And then there's Mahomes, who's sort of become the forgotten guy, oddly enough. And that's partially because of, you know, the injury. And not even just, he was limping around before the concussion issue in that game. It looked like something happened to his foot. He was limping around a little bit, and then obviously he was in the protocol, and he's going to play, but we don't know if that's going to have an impact. I mean, it's not just like it didn't happen. We will see. But, you know, right back into the level that he was before, Patrick Mahomes wins again. He's on the fastest track we've ever seen, right? I mean, like, we've never seen a quarterback make it to that level that quickly. Already with him. I mean, he's already got the ring, so it's not like he needs to win anything to validate himself. And I do believe of people who were almost assured are going to have another chance at it, it's him, right? But nevertheless, he wins again this year? Back-to-back? That's the kind of elevation that is unprecedented in any quarterback conversation. So we spend so much time talking about the quarterbacks, but man, are they important. And when you're actually just looking at the matchups this weekend, it's about as good as it gets. Of the four QBs playing, who has the most to gain with a Super Bowl win? 855-212-4227. 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. I sort of just set up the scenarios for each. I'll give you my actual answer coming up on the other side, but I want to hear from you. It is a conference championship weekend. I'm sure people are pretty pumped about these games at this point. 855-212-4227. Which of the four quarterbacks has the most to gain? At Robin Lundberg on Twitter, RobinLundberg. We're going to get to, you know, a lot of other stuff in the show, too. I want to touch on what the new Lions coach had to say. The loss of Hank Aaron, the legendary Hank Aaron, we will get to a little bit later in the show. Let me just say quickly, first, as somebody who, you know, he Hank Aaron's was before my time, but obviously he left an indelible mark on time, you know, the kind of legendary figure, like one of those names you hear and you almost think of him as larger than life, and seeing his interviews and other, you know, people talk about him, just like the word, he's just a dignified guy, and obviously an incredibly accomplished player in baseball as well. So RIP to the legendary Hank Aaron. But right now, we are talking football with the conference championship games tomorrow. Which of the four quarterbacks has the most to gain? 855-212-4227. It is the Robin Lundberg Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
With a week's worth of talking points, here's Robin Lundberg.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Which quarterback playing this weekend has the most to gain? You know, I think my answer is Aaron Rodgers. I could see a compelling case for Josh Allen, given the legendary status he would attain by winning the Buffalo Bills a Super Bowl championship. But I also think, like, as far as his own individual status, he's already elevated it. I could actually make a roundabout case for Tom Brady where, you know, if he's able to win with the Buccaneers at 43 years old, you know, on a team other than the Patriots, does he just put the conversation away? Does he just put, like, the GOAT conversation? Could anyone, even Patrick Mahomes, catch him? You know, like, that could be the thing that locks it in a box and throws it to the bottom of the ocean, the GOAT conversation. Mahomes, I just think he would be so far ahead of what anybody could have possibly imagined. We wouldn't even know what to say about him anymore already. He's the guy who probably gets a pass the most for whatever happens this weekend because of the injury status and given what he just did last year and what he's already done in his career. But the reason I'll say Rodgers is I think a win for Rodgers cements him in the like Mount Rushmore kind of thing. You know, that the just greats of the greats. And I believe there will be people. Here's my prediction for the Monday after the Super Bowl. If the Packers win it, people will start asking if he actually belongs in the combo with Brady. Not saying that should be the question, but I bet you that it will be the question on, you know, various sports outlets. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Let's go to David in Green Bay. David, you're up first here on the Robin Lundberg Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. Happy Championship Sunday. Good morning. Hope everything is well.
Well, it is good. It's Saturday. You're getting ahead of yourself, but
I'm in route right now. Losing you. Hold on one moment. Thank you. I like your question, Robin. It's great. The guy that got, in my estimation, has the best to win is Josh Allen. I mean, he's the young kid coming up, the new Mahomes, wanting to be a Rodgers or the GOAT Brady, but. In regard to what I would consider a hometown boy here, Titletown, USA, Green Bay, 9 degrees this morning here. We're going to get snow tomorrow. Probably won't have a factor in the game, or the temperature is probably going to be about 30. But, yeah, I agree with what you said. Aaron needs this game. He wants this game. He's asked for this game. He's got this game. Aaron needs to come out tomorrow. I just don't like it's a Brady versus Rodgers deal. What it's really is Brady versus Packer defense, Rodgers versus Buccaneers defense. Hopefully from the week 6 loss that we had to them, we're going to come up with some answers to Devontae David and Devin White. We're going to be able to secure the interior, run the ball. I honestly believe it's going to be a time of possession game. And hopefully if they play their 25, intermediate, too deep, Aaron's going to be able to get the protection and pick them apart, and our defense will be able to stop Brady. Tampa Bay won last week against New Orleans with 4 turnovers. We don't turn the ball over, and we control time of possession. The Green Bay Packers are in the Super Bowl. Simple as that. That's all I got.
Well, look, I was impressed by the Packers last week. That looked like a bona fide great team against the Rams, who had, you know, made a opposing quarterback struggle. The Rams were a little banged up, and I probably undersold that. You know, Aaron Donald going into that game with an injury, Cooper Kupp and the quarterback situation that they had going on there. But the Packers, nevertheless, were really impressive. As far as Aaron Rodgers goes, I think the best way to sort of illuminate what this could be for Aaron Rodgers, because if you lose sight of where he just came from, you forget. Like if you're talking about his overall career, obviously he had already, you know, put himself amongst the greatest to have ever played. But remember when they drafted Jordan Love? We're not that far removed from wondering whether the Packers drafted Jordan Love to be Rodgers' replacement, and if Rodgers was done, to Rodgers having perhaps his greatest season and a chance to win another one. So that's the kind of like renaissance he could have here, which I also think would just put him in the upper echelon. And you know, it's not the easiest thing to do, to get up there. And I always I joke about it. One of my favorite little pet phrases is, a great philosopher once said, there's levels to this. And Rodgers has a chance to put himself on the utmost, you know, apex, highest level possible, that, you know, only 1, 2, 3 guys can be considered on. Let's go to Buck in Birmingham, Alabama. Buck, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. How you doing there, Robin? You cued in everything on this quarterback situation in the playoffs here. But I've been thinking about the wide receivers on each one of those teams. And especially, now, I'm not an Antonio Brown fan, but he got a lot to prove to himself. And the way I look at it, man, you know,
Well, Antonio Brown's not playing, by the way. He's out.
Well, that's a good thing, man. I'm talking about we bringing up all the high points today, just like the Green Bay caller told us the weather, man. The point is that every one of these quarterbacks that's left in the playoff has won a Super Bowl, so they can't be as hungry as Josh Allen. Can't be as hungry as he. And what I'm saying, the Bills Mafia, they're going to have to bring it. And I think that's what they're going to do. I believe the Bills going to take the whole thing. It's time for a Cinderella upset team in the NFL. It'd be great for the sport. You know, the sport always needs this. And that's what I'm going with. You know, I'm trying to defect from the Raiders because they're not the Oakland Raiders no more. I'm looking for me a team, right? I'm going with a dog horse. I'm giving it to Josh Allen. He's the homeless quarterback in this. And he coming to play football, man. It's going to be like that. No excuses. Bar down, hands down, an upset all the way to the Super Bowl. Have a good one, man.
Well, you have a good one, too. Look, the I wouldn't consider the Bills a Cinderella at this point. I mean, the Bills were probably the best team in the NFL from December on. They were, or, you know, if they weren't, they were splitting hairs. I mean, they were excellent. And I don't know if it's even a bigger upset than – let me look at the lines real quick. I'm pretty sure that Green Bay is actually a slightly bigger favorite than the Chiefs are. Now, part of that is the status of Mahomes all week, and maybe the line moved a little bit once Mahomes was officially cleared. It's exactly dead even now. It's plus 3.5 for the Bills and plus 3.5 for the Buccaneers. So both of the underdog teams are getting 3.5 points, and the Bills are the same level of dog going into the game as Tom Brady and the Bucs are. Steve NSP tweets in, Aaron Rodgers has the most to gain with his legacy by winning. We'll take him into the greats. I agree, but there is a compelling case for Josh Allen. Like I said, you could even make a case for Tom Brady, I think. Maybe the only one I can't really make too much of a case for is Patrick Mahomes, though, I mean, I wouldn't dismiss that either. I wouldn't dismiss that either because if you're – here's the case for Patrick Mahomes, right? Like, Patrick Mahomes is kind of the first guy with a chance that you look at and go, oh, you know, I'm contradicting myself slightly because I believe, you know, people will start asking whether Rodgers is on Brady's level if he wins. But Patrick Mahomes has been anointed next, right? He's like the chosen one. And in order to have argument against Brady, you have to have the stats, you have to have the longevity, and you have to have the hardware and the rings. And if he gets two this early in his career, I mean, who knows how many he could eventually pile up. And he could, you know, he'd be well on his way to establishing himself as perhaps, you know, the best that ever played. Because he's the guy that we look at that has a chance to be in that conversation. Though I also think he's the guy that gets the pass this weekend more than anybody else, regardless of the outcome of the game. I don't think anybody's going to be criticizing Patrick Mahomes, given we know he's dealing with an injury, a head injury specifically, and you know, just did it last year.
He's Robin Lundberg, and he's on CBS Sports Radio. Take it away, Robin.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio underneath some menacing keys, the most menacing keys of all time. Glad to see Dr. Dre is doing well, by the way, after he had to be hospitalized with a brain aneurysm. Scary. Anytime the brain is involved. Scary situation, but he seems to be okay, which is obviously very good news. Right now, we're talking about the four remaining quarterbacks in the conference championship games. Which one has the most to gain? 855-212-4227. Let's go to Charles in Alabama. Charles, you're up next here on the Robin Lundberg Show on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Charles?
Hey, what's going on, Robin, man? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I wanted to, I guess, agree with you on the quarterback that had the most of the game. I think it's Rodgers as well. And I say that because, you know, if he wins, then he'll definitely be on that Mount Rushmore, at least for the quarterbacks of my era. I'm 38. And I say the top three right now would be Manning, Brady, and Breeze. So if Rodgers gets that second championship, man, and beats Brady or beats Mahomes doing it, then, yeah, he's definitely going to cement his place in greatest quarterback conversation.
You all right there?
Yeah, I'm working, man. I'm sorry about the noise.
No, you're good. What are you doing? What are you working on right now?
Oh, I deliver mail, man. I'm a contractor for the post office.
Okay.
So I deliver the mail to the post office for the carriers to take out to the houses.
So you got like you? Yeah. I mean, look, I understand you called me up while you're doing it past the time. I just wasn't sure. I just didn't want to, you know, make sure you didn't fall down the steps or something.
I was just finishing up my first unload and just closing my doors down, man. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, you're good,
yeah,
man.
I'm back in the truck now, so we're good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I think there's a, you know, a case to be made for every guy involved, but I do think the, you know, just the level of conversation that Aaron Rodgers will reach for eternity, like you cannot remove him from, would put him over the top for me.
Absolutely, man. And then with the career that he's had, man, the ups and downs, the highs and the lows, and to get back this year and to start back playing at that MVP level and to probably be an MVP winner this year, you know, it's just a testament to his work ethic, man, to the greatness of Aaron Rodgers. You know, he's not my favorite quarterback, but I definitely, you know, give him the respect that he deserves, man. And with this championship, like I said, I don't think, you know, anybody could, you know, like you said, it'd probably be splitting hairs to keep him out of the top four or five, like I said, at least in the last 40 years of football. But, you know, it's all time, you know, that's another conversation.
Yeah, look, and thanks for the call. I think I'm with, you know, here's the thing. We've had conversations on this show, like Aaron Rodgers against Russell Wilson, right? And it's been about split. I don't think you could make the argument for Russell Wilson until he does something else if Aaron Rodgers wins this. You know, this puts Rodgers up on a pedestal of, you know, true greatness. And if you had asked me, I thought Rodgers' best days were behind him. I think most people did. Again, they drafted another quarterback that people thought was going to replace him. So I think, you know, there's a level of surprise that he's had the kind of season that he's had. And then there's, you know, the appreciation for what it takes to do that. And for anybody who was previously making the case that, you know, they thought Rodgers was actually the best quarterback they had seen, which is something I heard a lot, their case is galvanized. And for anybody who was doubting Rodgers or because I look, you're an idiot if you didn't think Rodgers was a great quarterback. I mean, that's just stupid. But when you're talking about, you know, the anybody who was even remotely going, you know, yeah, Rodgers is good, but I don't put him there. You're like me, for instance. I probably belong in that group. Shut up. Like, that's the only choice is to reverse course and shut up. Can't continue down that road at that point. Let's go to Bobby in Dallas. Bobby, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Bobby?
Hey, what's going on, man? So the obvious choice for who has the most to gain, I think, would be Josh Allen. He's the one guy that doesn't actually have a Super Bowl ring at this point. But, man, you got to love the possibilities of all of these different juicy quarterback storylines. You have the potential for Rodgers and Mahomes, the State Farm Super Bowl, you know, and like you were saying, Rodgers, you know, 10 years ago, all of us were saying, wow, I've never seen a guy that was this good at throwing the football. And now we're saying that about Mahomes. So it would really, you know, be interesting to see those guys face off in the Super Bowl. And then you have potential Brady and Mahomes. Brady, the only guy that has beat Mahomes in the playoffs. So, you know, it'd be a great, like, revenge game and you know, really potentially cement one of those guys as, you know, getting things done. And then my favorite storyline is Brady beating Breeze, beating Rodgers. I mean, he goes to the NFC. He beats the two other guys that are potentially, you know, the greatest quarterbacks of his era. Mm-hmm. And goes to the Super Bowl and then faces Josh Allen. Now, this truly is the best storyline of them all.
So wait. Why would Josh Allen be in the scenario you're setting up, wouldn't the best storyline for Brady to beat Breeze, Rodgers, and then Mahomes?
Yes, except for it's not about Brady. The storyline is that it seems like it's about Brady. He's about to cement his legacy as the greatest quarterback of all time. And then Allen comes in to the Super Bowl. The Bills, I mean, the Bills Mafia, they're ecstatic. They're going wild about them making it to the Super Bowl. And then if Allen could beat Brady, of all people, I mean, he's got to be one of the most hated people in Buffalo history, right? I mean, he kept them out of the playoffs for, what, two decades? And if Allen could go and then beat Brady in the Super Bowl and finally bring that Super Bowl to Buffalo, I mean, that would just be glorious. That is truly the sweetest storyline of them all.
Okay, so I got it. That was a roundabout way of saying you want the Bills and Josh Allen to win, which I get. I mean, I think there's probably a lot of people who are feeling that right now. It's hard not to be, like, caught up in the whole Bills energy, right? You could just see that fan base. It's palpable. In fact, of all the, you know, fan bases in a sport that's absent fans right now, for the most part, that is the one that clearly has a different level of energy, right, or a presence that, you know, the rest of them don't have at this moment in time. I mean, not that, look, there are a lot of Packers fans out there. There are a lot of Chiefs fans. I guess there's Buccaneers fans, too. I haven't really experienced that fan base as much. But, yeah, obviously they're Buccaneers fans. But the at the moment, considering all the context of the situation, the energy from the Bills fans is on a different level at this moment. Let's go to Jordan in Wisconsin. Jordan, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Jordan?
So, mine is interesting. I think the one that legacy that could change the most is actually Chad Henne, because the Chiefs wouldn't even be there if it wasn't for him.
Yeah. So it's Chad Henne is you know, going to cement his legend.
Yeah. I mean, how many relief quarterbacks can say that their team wouldn't even been in the Super Bowl if it wasn't for them coming in? He'd be like a Brian Scalabrinus of football.
I see Chad going off to Henny or whatever. That's kind of fits the vibe of that point. I appreciate the call. I'm assuming that was a humor play there. Chad Henne did come in, and he made one really good play. That run was a good play. He made one really terrible throw. But look, somebody had to come in and play quarterback. And that's part of the, you know, we make fun of backup quarterbacks and how terrible they are all the time, or you know, some of these guys. There ain't that many quarterback spots in the NFL. So if you are occupying one of them, you're one of the however many best in the world at that profession. If Mahomes had stayed in that game, I don't think it comes down to being decided at the end. But, yeah, I mean, look, here's what I'll say about Chad Henne in a serious note. If the Chiefs do win the Super Bowl, he'll have earned his part of that celebration. he'll have earned his ring. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. Which quarterback playing this weekend has the most to gain? Let's go to John in Maine. John, you're up. What's up?
Morning, Robin.
How are you?
So just to kind of play off the call a couple callers ago, after watching Tom Brady win 6 Super Bowls up here in New England, it would be nice to see him win a 7th one, but I really don't think it would cement his legacy. I think he's already done that. I think you could really make a case for all of these guys, and I like your take on Rodgers, but I think he still has more time. I think Josh Allen has the most to win here. I think there's still some doubters. He would silence the doubters, and they would build a statue of him up there in Buffalo, and they would talk about him for the next 150 years. He would become a legend in that area. So I definitely think he has the most to gain this year.
I agree with the latter point of it. In the Buffalo area, he would become an absolute legend. I mean, he would be the guy in the history of that franchise already, right? I mean, Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, Andre Reed, those were some Bruce Smith, great teams at that time. But Josh Allen winning a Super Bowl after all the misery that Bills fans have endured, it would be a legendary status now. But that's like cult legend. So is the cult legend greater than the overall legend that it would be for Rodgers? I don't know. As far as Brady, of course, his legacy is cemented. But there is something to be said for the fact that he would do it with another team. I mean, does he just put the conversation away permanently? I mean, some people might think he already has, and there's a reasonable case that he already has. Though Mahomes is, I think, you know, the one guy that could be on his tail, and maybe Rodgers too. Those are the, you know, that's why you're not just, you know, you're not playing for right now, you're playing for forever as well with some of these guys that are in this game. I mean, all of them, really. I don't think there's any one of the four who wins and it doesn't do something for, you know, where they are in the annals of history of the game. 855-212-4227, 855-212-4227. It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.